Should children who face deportation be entitled to government-appointed attorneys? That is the central question a federal judge will hear arguments on today. It is a potentially far-reaching immigration case. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has more.
Just a few months ago, Gustavo Gonzalez was one of these kids in a Seattle courtroom facing deportation with no attorney to represent him.
Tenía miedo, no sabía lo que iba a pasar.
I was afraid, Gonzalez says. I just didn't know what was happening. Gonzalez dressed up for our interview. Charcoal suit, striped tie. It's a suit his aunt bought him for court. But most days he's in a t-shirt and jeans, like other ninth graders at his high school. He says his favorite subject is English. He dropped out of school in Guatemala after his father became sick with AIDS. At age 17, he crossed the border illegally. Gonzalez got lucky in his legal case. He called the number on a brochure, and a pro bono attorney saw that he was eligible for a special visa. He now has a green card and wants to make it count. I want to be someone in life, he says. Seeing how difficult it was to get here, I want to make something of it. About 40,000 children like Gonzalez pass through immigration court every year, at least in recent years. They're minors and facing deportation on their own, without a parent. Many came to the U.S. to escape gangs, poverty, or violence in Central America. Attorney Matt Adams is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project in Seattle, one of the groups that filed this case. He says it boils down to constitutional rights and how you define a fair hearing.
Is it just to have a child who's there by themselves, maybe with an aunt that's sitting there by their side or a school teacher who's in the audience who brought them to court? Do we really not care that they're not in a position to present their case?
The focus of this week's hearing is class certification and whether this case can extend to all kids in immigration court who meet certain guidelines. The Department of Justice has filed an appeal to dismiss the case. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.